Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast. The music you're hearing is actually some that I've created. It is unavailable on SoundCloud, so don't worry about that. I wanted to come in and do a few minutes of conversation. The year is coming to an end. 2020 is just about over, with less than 3 weeks left in the year. 2 weeks left in the year of 2020. I thought to come in and do a little bit of a roundup from COVID-19 to the pandemic to natural disasters happening to people being sick or being taken ill due to something. You were really kind of like in this era and in this time where if we're not careful, we could end up as sick as others. And so the new normal is face shields and face masks. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into detail about that after this. Stay tuned. So, from the pandemic, to illness, to even stuff that's been going on in our everyday lives, there's been a lot of hate, and it's been spread out over time. People are getting weary of going out into public. Seniors are having to be locked in their homes during COVID-19. Eviction notices are probably going to be going out starting the first of the year, and we still sit on the edge of a disaster. And we have to measure our steps. Part of that comes from building. We're building new roads. We're making inroads in some things, and we're falling back on others. When this pandemic hit, we lost a lot of things. Jobs, business, stuff like that. And so what I'm producing for you is a vocal point of which you guys should use. Talking about it is not going to be enough. Worrying about it, sitting home with your kids, worrying about where the next meal is going to come from is not going to be enough. You know, I worry about it every day, and the only thing I can do is put my PayPal up and hope that somebody donates and to help me, and maybe I can help somebody else down the road. But everything I try and everything I do is really kind of dependable to what I have in my means. Now, I'm not going to hand you any sort of promises. And I'm not going to make you a promise that it's going to be a forever thing. What I can do is reassure you that God thinks of everybody. God has a plan. And His plan is nothing that nobody can handle. As long as you're just, fair, and accurate with your decisions, we will get through this. We can't sit back and ignore sickness, just like we can't sit back and ignore disease. These are things that we can't do. Things we can do: help out our neighbors, donate where we can, maybe help out somebody who is trying to do something, feed the military, feed our homeless veterans, do stuff like that, volunteer at a care shelter to help take care of the veterans. All these little things that we can do as Americans make us who we are, because we'll fight till we can't fight no more. We'll go out and do the best we can with what we have. And we'll give it our everything just to hold that line. Just to mend that bridge. Just to reach across that aisle and prove to the United States and countries around us, the people who don't believe in that people can pull together in hard times, we'll prove them wrong. We'll prove other countries wrong. Because it's time for us to pull together in this time of need and help out where we can. Whether it be donations, whether it be stuff like that, it is totally up to you what you do. My PayPal is just something to help me. It's going to help me make my podcast better. It's going to help me get better music created. It's going to help me do a lot of things. But it takes you and your support to make those things happen. Stay tuned. More to come. So now, here's what I'm going to say. I'm trying to raise some money. Now, it's not a lot of money. It's enough to get me through. But my hope is to raise about $1,500. Because I've lost my grandmother. I do have odds and ends to get picked up, but I'm trying to not raise a lot of money. $1,500 would help me get a few bills paid that I was lacking on. During this pandemic, I've fallen behind a little bit. It would help me get my bills paid. It would also help me get a few things that I need, including a new phone, which I found a phone, but I don't have $200 for it, and I can't pay the $300 it would take to put on a contract phone, and I'm not going to do that, because that would be a waste of money. I like the reusable phones. I found a phone I like. I want to get it soon, and So my Christmas wish is just to surprise people and do something spectacular. So that's what my PayPal is going to be. The $1,500 isn't just for me. It's going to be for people around my community. My phone can wait, but getting my bills paid, being caught up for the new year, I think is a big goal for me. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. I know it's going to be challenging, and I know that those challenges are going to get a lot harder as we go along. But the one piece of relief that I can tell everybody is that when you're ready, when you pull together and you do stuff together, it makes it easier. Things become so much easier. I pulled together and I did a podcast this every week this month. I've pulled together and I've done lives when I've needed to. I'm on a team now called Royal Lions on Hakuna. You need to check out the app if you want to know what that is, but it's a live streaming app. I'm on there with a whole bunch of great people who live stream, who just talk about playing music, and it's just about being friends and having family and being kind and courteous and respectful. You really gotta feel that in your heart. So that's what I'm doing, but I'm also looking to raise that $1,500 because that would be a good help to me. I don't have a time limit. I would like to have it by January 31st of next year. That way all my bills will be paid by the end of the first month of the year, and I can go into 2021 better off than I did coming out of 2020. And I want to wish everybody around the world here at home a very Merry Christmas and a very happy, warm Thanksgiving New Year. Happy New Year. And thank you for being a great audience. time for my closing thoughts. First of all, I want to send out my thank yous to Sean. He was the first one who came on and did a one-on-one interview, and his amazing attitude has really taken me by storm. He's found the love of his life, and I'd like to congratulate him. I'd also like to thank all the people in the medical field, including Sean, for their hard work and dedication during this pandemic season. It's going into next year, which I hope it clears up before 2022. My thanks go to everybody who's been working the front lines of this problem. The first vaccines have been delivered to many states, including Oregon. Other things are starting to come out. Positive results, maybe some relief will be here soon. You can't always depend on the government, but like I'm going to say here, and I'd say it to the president, whoever the president may be, that we need to come up with a solution to this issue. And the best solution I have figured is that we start sending out checks to people who have been unemployed for more than 6 months, and we start employing those checks as rapid returns. So like if we send out checks, couples should get $4,800 and single people should get $2,400. That way they're getting enough money to make rent, pay bills and stuff like that, and only do that for like maybe 4 months. That way it gives people a chance to get caught up. You won't be totally caught up, but in 4 months you can get caught up a lot. Also, it'd be great to have a rental assistance, help these property management companies get out a little bit of their debt and cover like 50% of the lost revenue during this pandemic, where they've had to keep people in their apartments and they couldn't evict them. And so I would say that getting $1 million together, closer to like $3 million or $10 million or just $1 billion, and putting that out there for property managements, like people who owners of big properties, companies who own big amounts of housing properties, give them a chance to recuperate some of their loss and make it tax-free for the year 2020 to the year 2024. That way they can't be taxed on it at all. And then work with these families and single people and get some ideas of ways to help build the economy. One of the ways I would encourage people to do is to think about online. It is a major $1 billion industry right there at the touch of a finger, and you can make money if you do it honestly and fairly. These are some of the simple things. Another thing, take some time and look at your financial structure. Take out the waste of it. Like, let's say you spend $100 on going out every night. Well, then you need to take out $75 and go down to $25. Let's say you smoke. Well, time to buckle down and cut back on your smoking. Depend less on cigarettes. Find something that will help you get by to help save money. Big family vacations. Change your plans. Go to little family vacations. Instead of having the whole family go, you take in groups and you go for a day or two and come back and go for another day after that. So virtually the pandemic, if a bill was passed for $2,400 for single adults and $4,800 for married, that would cover most, if not all, the bills that would equal out to be that much or close to it. Now, there is an opportunity. If you were to, like, start a business, that would also be a good idea because that would give you a revenue. Blog is a big business. Blogging, video blogging, channel. Creating a podcast can make you some money, but not a lot of money. There's a lot of little things you can do to help build a little bit of influence and money. Continuously updating your profile on Facebook, creating pictures for people, customizing photos for people, stuff like that. All that stuff is like second nature to creating a perfect layout for business. Things that really are going to be important is how you spend your time. Make sure to wear your face mask, make sure to wash your hands, make sure to wear your face shield, and also for the purpose of protecting yourself, try to stay within a 10-foot distance of everybody, because I learned today that even though they may sneeze and it says 6 feet, I learned today that you have particles of air that can travel further when you sneeze. They can travel up to 10 feet and beyond when they sneeze. So you don't want to be trying to wash your hands or your face or anything with your hands because you don't know what you got on. And so that would be a good possibility. Also, look into this online business. There's a lot of great Class A businesses out there for you to work with. They can make you a little bit of money or a lot of money, but it takes time. That would get you out of the unemployment line and off those benefits if you wanted to. There's a lot of things. And all you have to do is just, like, get a hold of me. Send me a message, and I'll answer your question right here on my podcast. You can send me a message if you have one. But this is all about making a difference. And so I hope that this podcast is making a difference during this pandemic. And I am so thankful for everybody who listens and follows. And I hope you all have a wonderful, blessed night.